Section 124. Revelation given through Joseph Smith III at Lamona, Iowa, April 1897. The 12 had renewed their request of 1894 for direction concerning the calling and responsibilities of patriarch evangelists. They and the church in general were also anxious that the presiding quorum should be more nearly filled. Temporary completion of the first presidency and more permanent completion of the Quorum of 12 were authorized in this revelation. This was the first time that the 12 had been filled since the reorganization. By the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, I am permitted to write unto you and the church in answer to prayer. On the night of the 7th of April in the year of our Lord, 1897, and on the morning of the 8th, I was in the Spirit, and was commanded to write and say unto the elders and the church, Thus saith the Spirit of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Your fasting and your prayers are accepted and have prevailed. Separate and set apart my servant Alexander Hale Smith to be a counselor to my servant, the president of the church, his brother, and to be patriarch to the church, and an evangelical minister to the whole church. Also, appoint my servant E.L. Kelly, Bishop of the Church, to act as counselor to the President of the Church for a conference year, or until one shall be chosen to succeed my servant W.W. Blair, whom I have taken unto myself. He to sit in council with his brethren of the presidency, and act with and for them and the Church, though he shall still be and act in the office of his calling of Bishop of the Church with his brethren of the bishopric. The quorum of 12 my servants may choose and appoint one of their number to take the place of my servant Alexander H. Smith, and if they shall choose William H. Kelly from among them for this place, it will be pleasing unto me. Nevertheless, if directed by the spirit of revelation and wisdom, they may choose another. And that the quorum may be filled and be prepared to stand as a unit in the councils of the church, in equality with the presidency and the 70, choose and set apart to act as apostles in the quorum of 12, my servants I. N. White, J. W. White, and R. C. Evans, for they are called unto this office and calling. And if these will accept this appointment, and remain humble, faithful, and diligent, they shall with their brethren be greatly blessed, in ministering the word and bringing souls unto me. Let the quorum be not doubting, but believing, and I, the Lord, will bless them. My servants, the presidents of the 70, may with the consent and approval of their brethren of the 70, sitting in council together, select from their brethren one to take the place of my servant I.N. White, if he accept the appointment to the quorum of 12, and his choosing be approved by the church. And in like manner, they may fill any other vacancy that has occurred or may occur, such selection and appointment to be made in the spirit of prayer and supplication and wisdom, and to be approved by the church. It is according to the vision that the 7 presidents of the 70 shall preside over the whole number of the 70 when assembled in council together. The senior or chosen president of the 7 presidents shall preside over the 6 other presidents in their councils as presidents of the 70, and when either quorum is sitting in council as a quorum, then its chosen president shall preside over its sittings. When any quorum of the 70 may be sitting, any one or all of the 7 presidents may at their request, or by invitation of such quorum, be present and take part in the deliberations of such council, but the president of such quorum only shall preside, except by consent of the quorum obtained by vote properly taken. The sons of my servant, the president of the church, the sons of my servant William W. Blair, whom I have taken to myself, the sons of my servant, the bishop of the church, and the sons of my servants of the leading quorums of the church are admonished that upon their fathers is laid a great and onerous burden, and they are called to engage in a great work, which shall bring them honor and glory, or shame, contempt, and final great loss and destruction, as they shall in uprightness, faithfulness, and diligence discharge their duties acceptably to God, or shall in carelessness, slothfulness, or wickedness fail in their calling and ministry therein. And to their sons shall come honor or shame, as they shall approve or disapprove themselves to God. These sons of my servants are called, and if faithful, shall in time be chosen to places whence their father shall fall or fail, or be removed by honorable release before the Lord and the church. The Spirit saith further unto the church, Be of good cheer. It has pleased the Father to accept many of the sacrifices of his people, and notwithstanding some have fallen while engaged in their work. Some have been tried and are still tried. Some have been and are afflicted. Yet the Lord has seen the affliction and trial and will accept and bless, and no man shall lose his reward. Brethren of the ministry and members of the church, my soul has been cheered, my spirit and body have been strengthened, and my heart made exceeding glad by the blessed and holy influence of the Spirit which was with me, and still is with me as I write, causing me to give praise, honor, and glory to God and the Lamb, to whom honor and glory belong, and with whom are might, power, and dominion evermore. Amen. Your servant, for the Christ's sake, Joseph Smith, President of the Church, Lamona, Iowa, April 9th, 1897.